This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational living. We would like to take a moment to do that. First of all, greetings to each of you. And then to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you in your reality and in your vibrational living. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will find, once again, that as a result of the energy that you have created, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into what you like to refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness, have that opportunity for that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction, and to alter your consciousness and to utilize this opportunity to enter into that meditative state. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, this reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities is your creation, as we have suggested many, many times. The choices that you make, the thoughts that you hold, the desires that you have, influence the beliefs that you hold, which results in a creative process that allows you to experience certain specific realities that give you the opportunity to experience the emotions and feelings that are the result of those interactions and those creation processes, gives to you that which you desire. That can be a difficult concept to grasp, particularly if you don't believe that you're in control, and the irony of it is that you put in place the limitations that allow you to hold beliefs in what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system, that validate in your awakened consciousness that you're not in control. That there are interactions and realities that are beyond your influence or your control. Your choice to have that experience, your choice to put in place the limitations, for that very simple reason, as we have suggested many, many times, that it allows you to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings when you believe you're not in control. And that's why you exist in this vibrational level. There can be a multitude of beliefs that you can hold as to why you exist in this vibrational level, as to why you experience this reality in your day-to-day activities. And the range of those beliefs and the reasons for existence are almost limitless. The irony of it is that the simplicity of why you exist in this vibrational level. It's because you choose to experience a reality where you have put in place the limitations for the understanding of the concept that you are in not only absolute control, but the absolute creator of this reality. And you do that in order to have the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to feel or to understand or to grasp when you do understand that you are the creator, that you are the ones who are in control. It's really that simple. That's why you exist in this reality, in this vibrational level. As we Israel have suggested many times, we challenge each of you to break down any activity that you're involved in. All of your pursuits, all of your goals, all of your ends, ultimately come back to the hope that at some point you will have certain types of experiences that allow you to experience a range of emotions and feelings. It all comes back to that. That's why you exist. That's why you do the things that you do, in order to hopefully experience the emotions and feelings that you desire to experience. Now, for many that can be quite challenging, particularly when the realities that you are experiencing are less than desirable, and consequently so are the emotions and feelings that surround and are the result of those particular realities that you're experiencing. So you have this tendency to suggest that certain realities that you experience you will accept the responsibility for, in particular the realities that are very, what you might term in your awakened consciousness state, desirable, versus the ones that you, in your awakened consciousness state, would deem as undesirable and therefore ones that you may not wish to accept the responsibility for. The irony of it is that this desirable, undesirable concept only exists in your awakened consciousness state. From the level at which you create the reality, there is no such judgment as to what's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or undesirable. Those are awakened human consciousness concepts. The stock of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire, validates your beliefs without exception and without judgment as to whether it's going to be in your so-called awakened consciousness state, good or bad, desirable or less desirable, but rather rejoices in all of the creations of the validations of your beliefs and belief systems. Rejoices in the creation process without the judgment that gives to you that which you desire, validates the beliefs. You in your awakened consciousness state, and on various other levels of your consciousness, while you exist within this vibrational level, believe that you're not in control and put in place and sustain what we refer to as the veil that allows you to experience these realities without accepting the responsibility. It is most prominent for certain in your so-called awakened consciousness state, but nonetheless exists throughout other levels of consciousness. Your awakened consciousness state is the most difficult state for you to maintain, for you to perpetuate and to continually exist in. Your other levels of consciousness are much easier for you to sustain because they are much closer to the reality that you truly are. You in your awakened consciousness state believe that this is the most important and the only real aspect of your creation, your experience, your concept of who and what you truly are. The irony of it is that it is the least real. It is the most removed from who and what you truly are. It exists with the most concentrated level of the veil, of that micro, of that electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place and sustain. And so this awakened consciousness state that you, in your awakened consciousness state, believe to be the most important and the most real is ironically the least real. It is the most illusionary. And it's important as well to understand that when we use the terms of illusionary, we're not suggesting that it's not important. We're not suggesting that it doesn't have a significance, but rather that it's an illusion that you perpetuate and that you can change, absolutely. In your altered states of consciousness, you begin to exist more in what we refer to as the real concept and understanding of who and what you truly are. In your altered states of consciousness, you can have experiences that are not deeply influenced by your so-called human consciousness belief systems, in particular your concept of time and space. In your altered states of consciousness, however, you still exist within certain limitations of this so-called veil, this electromagnetic type of energy that allows you to understand who and what you truly are. And in those altered states of consciousness as well, you are influenced by your beliefs and belief systems. They don't just disappear because you suddenly alter your consciousness and enter into a meditative state or a dream state, or indeed what you like to refer to as a between incarnational state, when you're in that that where you have died, for example. Now, explanations become very difficult when they are based upon your perception of time and space, because time and space are illusionary. And so the explanation that we give has various limitations because of your belief in time and space, and we're attempting to give you an explanation that you can grasp while holding on to and perpetuating that belief in time and space. And so we refer to the between incarnational state. In your awakened consciousness state, you look upon that as an area of consciousness that you can only experience when you terminate your existence in this incarnational period. You exist in the now, and therein lies the difficulty, because you can have, and not only can have, but do have those experiences in the now. You exist in a multitude of incarnational periods, and consequently as well in the so-called between incarnational periods. However, for purposes of an explanation, we would assume that when you alter your consciousness and enter into that between incarnational state when you die, for example, that you have somehow passed through a certain stage of your time. When you enter into that between incarnational period, when you die, even at that level of consciousness, the reality that you experience is influenced by your beliefs and belief systems that you hold in your incarnational period, that you choose to put in place, to hold, and to believe, and are responsible for, many times, a huge portion of the realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You can, for example, in order to validate our point, look at and investigate the varieties of so-called near-death experiences where an entity has, for all intents and purposes, terminated this incarnational period, and then for various reasons that they choose, they return back into their consciousness state while retaining the memory of that interaction in the so-called between the incarnational state and their so-called state of consciousness where they have died or passed away. And as you investigate these various reports of the experiences of those entities, you will find that when they may have, to a certain extent, various similarities, such as their ability to recall what has occurred, such as their ability in that altered state of consciousness to be aware of what's occurring in your so-called awakened consciousness state, and such as their having the experience of interacting with other entities in that so-called between incarnational state, you will also find that there can be differences in what it was that they experienced in that so-called near-death experience in that altered state of consciousness. If, for example, there is an entity who has experienced that near-death experience and they have had no very strong religious belief system, regardless of what that religion is, while they are in their incarnational period in their awakened consciousness state, they have a different experience when compared to an entity who has very strong religious beliefs and belief systems. Many of those entities who don't have the religious beliefs will find that their experience and the entities that they relate to and that they interact with in their so-called near-death experience in that older state of consciousness are entities that they have experienced incarnational periods with, and frequently as entities that they have experienced incarnational activities within the current lifespan or incarnational period. For some, it's even experiencing interactions with entities that they have interacted with in other lifetime experiences, in other incarnational periods, depending upon your belief systems. When one has a very strong belief that they have existed in other incarnational periods and even have the ability to alter their consciousness and experience those other incarnational periods, for them this near-death experience may contain interactions with other entities that are holding different identities in the other incarnational periods, as opposed to someone that they have experienced an interaction with in the current incarnational period from which they supposedly have just expired. Now, for someone who has very deep religious beliefs and belief systems, one of the first entities that they experience is an interaction with what they believe to be some type of a god or an entity that they experience as an all-loving and encompassing entity, regardless of what the religion is, because that's what they believe. And when they return through this near-death experience, those are the memories that they bring back, and it reinforces what they already believe. Now, we're suggesting that that reality that you experience in that so-called altered state of consciousness that you refer to as death are realities that are still validating beliefs and belief systems that you hold. They don't just go away because you've altered your state of consciousness. However, there's a very unique experience that each of you have in your so-called between incarnational periods, and that is that to a certain extent you begin to realize that it's a reality that it's quite easy for you to alter by altering beliefs and belief systems. You still hold in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. But at that part of your consciousness, when you're between those so-called incarnational periods, you are existing within very, very small limitations that are imposed by the layers. And it's at that point that you begin to understand that it's possible for you to alter the reality by altering a belief or a belief system. The irony of it is that it's also at that point that it becomes more difficult for you to hold beliefs or belief systems that are not beliefs or belief systems that are based upon some type of truism that gives you the concept or the belief that you're not in control. You begin to understand that you are, if not entirely in control, at least at a point when you have the option to make certain decisions on what beliefs it is that you desire to experience and to hold. And as we have suggested in your past, it's at this point that you begin to choose whether or not you wish to experience other incarnational periods or whether or not you wish to leave this vibrational level. Your choice. Now we give you these explanations based upon your belief in time and space. And from that perspective it's very difficult because time and space are illusionary. You continue to exist in this vibrational level because you choose to. You choose to experience these incarnational periods. They occur simultaneously. However, once again, to accommodate some type of explanation that can make sense based upon your belief in time and space, we're suggesting that in this altered state of consciousness that you are somehow between incarnational periods and you're choosing beliefs and belief systems to put back in place to reincarnate, to make the choice, if you wish, to continue experiencing realities in this vibrational level. And you choose to put in place the possibilities for potential realities that you can experience, particular realities that pertain to issues of your health, issues of your particular area that you choose to exist within your life system, the gender that you wish to experience, the entities that you wish to reincarnate with in order to have similar experiences with entities that you're familiar with, although it may be in a different gender, it may be in an entirely different relationship, but nonetheless, experiences that you choose to share and that others choose to share with you. Again, it's difficult to give an explanation because you in your awakened consciousness just believe that you are somehow separate from the other entities existing within your vibrational level. And you are all one. And yet you are all separate. You are all unique. You are all that is. And by that very perception of that you are all that is, then you have to consequently be nothing. You are unique, separate individuals, and yet you are one. You exist in an illusionary reality, and you exist in each and every atom of the entire illusion. And that becomes difficult as well for you to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. And yes, it is that you are one. You are not separate. Not only are you not separate from each other, you are not separate from anything that exists within your vibrational level. Whether you believe it exists or not, other entities do. A very difficult concept to give some type of an accurate explanation. An explanation that each of you can experience if you were to go inside. Look for the answers within inside. But there, indeed, is the opportunity for you to find out the information that you seek and to grasp an understanding of who and what you truly are. And so you in your altered state of consciousness, this between incarnational sets, are existing in a reality that is much more real than the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And you put in place, once again, many of the beliefs that you will bring into an incarnational state, beliefs that influence various physical aspects of your experience as well as interactions with other entities in that experience, and you make the choices to hold the beliefs. Many of those beliefs are stored once again in your DNA, perhaps as probabilities, perhaps as possibilities. And by altering the energy that surrounds your DNA, you indeed alter the very makeup of the DNA, and you take what may be a potential reality and turn it into a probable reality or probable belief or belief system. Or conversely, you can take what a reality that you're experiencing and turn it from a probable reality into a simple belief system. You can change your DNA. Not only can, but do on a constant and continual basis. The irony of it is that while you look at many of these particular explanations and say, well, that's fine, I wish I could do that, but I really can't. The irony of it is that you do it. You do it constantly. You choose to hide from that explanation and the understanding of who and what you truly are, but nonetheless you do it. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. That is the only truism in your entire vibrational level and in the entire experience that you are currently involved in. The rest is an illusion. An illusion that you choose to put in place. And so, you're creating this reality in this so-called altered state of consciousness in your so-called between incarnational period, and making the choices that will influence the next reality that you're about to enter into the next incarnation, into the next lifetime. Understanding that your reality is a validation of your belief system is one thing. But understanding that your spark of consciousness that you are, that basic loving self that you are, creates that reality for you without judging whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, but rather to validate your beliefs and give to you that which you desire. And so here we are in this so-called awakened consciousness state, experiencing this incarnational period. There was some type of a terrible affliction, or this reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is a reality that you in your awakened consciousness state look upon as being very negative, a very less than desirable reality. So you question, how on earth can I be responsible for, and how on earth can I at some level of my consciousness rejoice in this creation process? The reality you experience is a validation and a reflection of the beliefs you hold, without exception. If you choose to believe that you're not in control, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. We're not for an instant suggesting that you should or should not have any type of belief system. We're not for an instant suggesting that it's better for you to believe one particular way than it is to believe another particular way. If you choose to believe you're not in control, we would rejoice in that choice that you make. It's your reality. It's your reality. Create it in whichever way you desire. Because you see, the reality you experience once again is a validation of the beliefs you hold. The spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire, without exception. And that particular understanding can be very difficult to grasp in your awakened consciousness state, when, once again, as we have suggested, the reality is one that you in your awakened consciousness state would look upon as less than desirable. And yet at the level of consciousness from which you created, you rejoice in the creation process. A difficult concept to grasp and to understand. But if you go it inside, make the effort to connect with that spark of consciousness that you are, and become overwhelmed with that sense of deep self-love that exists within each of you. That unconditional love from which you collect this reality, then the understanding can be yours, and you can bring back a perception of that in your awakened consciousness state. And you will also understand in your awakened consciousness state that while you can perhaps experience the emotion and the feeling that surrounds that understanding and that interaction with that spark of consciousness that you are, you also begin to understand that it defies an explanation. It can't be written down. You won't find it in a book. You won't find it by attending seminars. You won't find it by listening to entities such as us. You must go with inside. The answers lie with inside each of you, and they defy an explanation through the utilization of some type of language, through the utilization of some type of a vocabulary. Go with inside. Seek the answers with inside. These so-called less than desirable realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state may once again be realities for which you put in place the belief systems in your between incarnational periods at a level of consciousness that is very difficult for you to access from your so-called awakened consciousness state, or even from your meditative state while existing within this particular incarnational period. But when you begin to understand that it's a validation of beliefs and belief systems, well, you may have difficulty in altering those realities. It becomes much easier for you to accept the reality as your creation. And while it, once again, may be less than desirable, it nonetheless is a reality that you can look at from a different perspective and perhaps even realize and understand the irony that the level of consciousness from which you are creating this reality is rejoicing in validating your beliefs and belief systems. Beliefs and belief systems that once again you may have put in place in a level of consciousness that is very difficult for you to access from your so-called awakened consciousness state. Conversely, you as a human consciousness have altered the energy that you utilize to create your reality. A very subtle alteration, absolutely, but nonetheless, an alteration that has allowed you to influence your reality from a awakened consciousness state in a manner that has been very difficult to you for you to achieve or to accomplish in your so-called past. In what we once again refer to as the new age and new energy, the ability for you to consciously influence your reality is more accessible to you, more easily accomplished and achieved than it has ever been in your so-called history, in your past. The utilization of that conscious creation process is much easier facilitated if you accept the responsibility for the reality you are experiencing. if you continue to hold the belief that you're not in control, if you continue to hold the belief that there are other entities or angels or guides or some master creator that's creating and influencing your reality, then it becomes difficult for you to consciously influence and create your reality. So it's important to understand, once again, that either belief is not right or wrong. We're not suggesting to you for an instant that if you believe that there are guides or angels or, once again, that so-called master and controller of your reality that's influencing and creating for you, and if that's what you desire to believe, and if that makes you comfortable, and if that gives to you what you desire to experience, then by all means continue to hold that belief. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. We're simply suggesting that when you hold beliefs or belief systems that suggest for an instant that you're not in control, then conscious creation reality becomes very difficult. To consciously influence your reality means, first of all, that you accept the responsibility for the reality. If you don't, then influencing it consciously in a manner that you may desire for it to be involved in can be very difficult. Not impossible, but difficult. The reality you experience is a validation of and a reflection of the beliefs you hold. The spark of consciousness gives to you that which you desire without exception. It becomes very difficult to simply alter a belief. To simply say, well, I don't believe that anymore. Altering a belief or a belief system demands that you pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. Pay attention to your spontaneous attitude. Understand what it is that you truly desire. Like who you are. You see, it becomes very difficult to give to yourself in your awakened consciousness that a reality that you would suggest is a very positive reality when you are in your awakened consciousness state, don't like who you are. You don't like who you are. Oh, I can't do that. So-and-so is really good at creating that, but I can't do that. Oh, I don't deserve that. The spark of consciousness that you are validates those beliefs and belief systems and gives to you that which you desire. Oh, I can't do that, so you can't do that. Oh, I don't deserve that, so you don't deserve that. And the irony of it is, once again, that the spark of consciousness that creates this reality for you rejoices. It doesn't judge whether it's right or wrong for you, whether it's a desirable or a less than desirable reality, but simply creates and validates that which you believe, like who you are. If you desire to experience so-called positive realities that you in your awakened consciousness state would judge to be desirable realities, but like who you are, put in place a list of principles and apply the principles to strengthen the character so that you can like who you are. Look in the mirror and love all that you see, like who you are. If you don't like who you are, if there's certain aspects of your reality that you're involved in and you don't like those particular aspects of your reality, then change it. The reality is a validation of the belief you hold. If you hold the belief that you are not worthy, then you will validate that belief system. Rejoicing while doing so. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, whether you should or should not have an experience, but rather gives it to you rejoicingly from a position of absolute unconditional love. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. It's very difficult to love yourself consciously if you don't like who you are. It's very difficult to love yourself consciously and to express that love to others if you don't have it there in the first place. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. Pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes. Pay attention to your choices and decisions. Understand what it is that you believe is right or wrong, good or bad, by putting in place your principles and applying the principles. And once again, paying attention to the times that you're successful in applying the principles and not dwelling on the odd time when you are unsuccessful and then deem yourself as a failure because you're not adequately applying your principles and strengthening your character. Once again, if you were involved in any other type of activity and you achieved some type of a 90 or 95% rating, you would terminate that as an absolute success. And yet when it comes to your self-discipline and your application of your principles, many look upon that as not successful. If you miss once or twice when you had that opportunity and you dwell upon that, you see that spot of consciousness that you are, once again, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, whether 5% is superior to 95%, but rather validates what it is that you believe, gives to you that which you desire, without exception. Like who you are, love yourself consciously. Have the expectation to create that which you desire, consciously desire. If you don't understand what it is, then take the necessary steps. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings and your choices and decisions. Pay attention to what it is that you imagine that you're about to experience. Pay attention to what it is that you expect to bring into your reality so that you can get a perspective of what it is that you truly desire. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. An illusion that you choose to participate in and to perpetuate. You are here by choice. It's your creation and it's your reality. Right or wrong, good or bad, is your awake consciousness choice. Does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. You cannot fail. We absolutely guarantee you that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. Now, we would rack for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would continue to remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, we would leave you once again with love and with peace.